from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know if you saw any of the, speaking of gambling, any of the Dolphins prop bets. So if you open the Hard Rock Bet app, there's a tab. If you go to, you know, more, there's a tab for Dolphins season prop bets. And there are some that are fairly intriguing, but it's an interesting look, I guess, at what people think. I think we mentioned over under for Tua passing yards for the season is 4,100 yards. Someone had texted in the, because the last segment I was talking about how, you know, Tua is going to open people's eyes. Someone had texted in. I have to find the, there are a lot of texts here. The Hockman, if that quarterback is so good, why is he being drafted almost dead last in every fantasy football mock draft? I'll wait. For the exact reasons that I said, people are, and again, I don't know how fantasy football scores, so maybe his numbers don't equate to really good fantasy numbers, but the reason is he doesn't have the same kind of reputation, which I think is false, that other quarterbacks do. End of story.
And it's, and his numbers do correlate to fantasy because it's just yards, about yards.
Right? I mean, yards.
Yeah, yards and touchdowns, and he's one of the top in every category of quarterbacking. So him not running, that's why Josh Allen's so high, because he'll get you 50, 60 yards rushing in the game, but Tua's numbers are right up there, and the guy's actually lying because I did a fantasy draft last night. And yes, Tua was – I think Tua was – he's always top 10 taken. Every single draft I've done, he's the top 10 taken. So, sir, I don't know who you're drafting with, but that sounds ridiculous.
No, and it's you can't use fantasy output for regular season comparisons. It's just a really, really bad way to do it, because you could do that with several different positions. There's guys who are workhorses at the running back position. They're going to get you 80 to 90 yards per game on average, but A, they're not red zone running backs. And B, if you're in a standard league and not a PPR league, you're not getting as many points for just rushing as you would compared to a guy like Aaron Jones, who maybe didn't rush for as much, but he's catching passes, and you get a point for every time you catch a pass. You can't use fantasy football and say, look, Tua's not a good quarterback. He's not a top five, top 10 fantasy quarterback. It doesn't mean anything. Like that doesn't translate to like actual on-field NFL games.
Yeah.
Tua regular season passing touchdowns. You want to guess what the over-under is set at?
25 and a half. Hey.
Interceptions?
12.
10 and a half.
Hmm.
How about Tyreek Hill receiving touchdowns for the season? Over-under.
7.
9.5. That seems interesting because he's not going to be the red zone target, I don't think. Now, if he catches a ball at the 30 and runs into the end zone, you can't account for that. But I imagine it's more Jonnu Smith and bigger weapons. Odell Beckham, you know,
that,
in the
that
end zone.
That seems high. And the other NFL players voted him the best football player on the planet on the top 100 thing. Sorry. And he is a monster. He's the best receiver in the league. He's a Hall of Famer. I think it's still under 9.5 is a lot of touchdowns.
He had 13 last year, Crowder. 13 touchdowns.
But they added Jonnu Smith, Odell Beckham, if he's healthy.
Yeah.
Now, how about this? On the Hard Rock app, there is a wager you can make. Who will have more total receiving yards for the season, Tyreek Hill or CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb.
So CeeDee Lamb is plus 105. I was going to say the same thing just because they have less weapons and CeeDee Lamb is their offense, I think. But Tyreek is minus 135. CeeDee Lamb is plus 105.
I just think CeeDee will have more opportunities because, to your point, he's who else? Who's on the other side? Was it still Brandon Cooks? I don't even know.
How about total receiving touchdowns for the season, Odell Beckham Jr.?
2.5.
2.5. That's exactly it.
Yeah, he's not going to, yeah. He'll probably play in 8 games.
Total interceptions, Jalen Ramsey.
3?
2.5.
Yeah. They're not going to go at him. But who's on this side, Fuller? Well, whoever's on that other side is about to get some work.
Total rushing yards, Raheem Mostert.
Oh, 812.
700.
Hmm.
Total touchdowns. Total rushing touchdowns, I should say. Not total touchdowns. Total rushing touchdowns, Raheem Mostert.
8.
7.5. 7.5. Who will have the most rushing touchdowns? Raheem Mostert or Devon Achane?
Achane.
So Achane is plus 120. Mostert is minus 155. He's a big favorite there.
This one's tricky, though, Crowder. This one's tricky because remember, jet sweeps are technically passes. Those pitches that we saw last year against Denver are technically passes. You're not going to see Devon Achane in the red zone often be handed the football, especially on short yard-to-gain plays. Raheem Mostert will. But Achane could end up having more overall touchdowns. They line him up in the slot, screen passes, those little pitches that they like to play. So overall touchdowns, it's going to be Achane probably if he stays healthy. But actual
rushing touchdowns,
Raheem Mostert.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot of hitting that one on the head. You're right. Yes.
Anyway, our two gambling experts are locked in for this season, Lee Sterling and Eduardo Solana. Smoking cigarettes in the driveway in Kendall. How long do you think this will last, having Eduardo on every week to pick games?
You said we're starting when? This Friday?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Friday, I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, so tune in Friday because we don't think it'll make it to the next Wednesday.
He is going to crank up.
Eduardo. He is going to be in his element. And if he goes on a heater, no pun, if this dude starts stringing together games, holy mackerel, he is going to start selling picks. He's going to have a subscription Twitter account.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.